kovar if it's a rabba. If someone can say on themselves in their youth that, oh, I said glimpsha because it's mechuvan, it means there's no tricks over here. In this kail, which is a very sophisticated and chashuv a kail, the way we learn morning seder should come out that it's mechuvan to something that we'll find out when we're a zakin. That's how it should work. And the Rambam is the bailim on pshat in that way. So it becomes more fascinating when you hit Hilchos Yisrael HaTorah, because we're really hitting places that the Chachmei HaEmes are describing the concept of Elokus. So over here we have a really daunting task ahead of us, which is we're going to be learning the Rambam's version of how to know Hashem, and we're going to be learning the Ramchal and showing how they function together, how they complement each other, and where there are things that might be little speed bumps in the pshat. Okay, but I'm just explaining the phenomena. So on the one hand, you could deal with the Rambam about Kishuf, but here it's like the lave of the sugyas of Pnimiyas HaTorah are how to know who Hashem is. You'll see Lashonis in the Kadmonim. They'll write, the Rambam was Mechavin Le'emes Merov Kedushaso. It's a nice line, Merov Kedushaso. It means like he knew it. Merov Kedushaso. Okay, so what we're going to be doing is the first few halakhas of Hilchos Yisrael HaTorah, and then we're going to go back to the Ramchal and use that to help us with the Ramchal. The Ramchal is using the Rambam a lot in many, many areas. Without quoting him in Mesilas Yesharim, his whole piece on, let's say, anger, for example, is completely based on the Rambam. That was Dam the Derech. We know we sometimes even see Rishonim quote another Rishon verbatim without quoting him by name. It's sort of when they don the something's emes, it's just incorporated. Okay, so here we go. The first mitzvah, like we pointed out, is Leida Sheyesh Sham Aleika, to know that there's a Ribono Shel Olam. Yisayid HaYisaydis, V'siyat Dishvay, I tried to cancel because I wasn't feeling well, but since I couldn't reach Rav Asher, I pushed through. This is the first Torah I'm learning today, so if I'm a little rusty, you know, it's my morning seder. Okay. Yisayda, Yisaydis, V'omer HaChachmas, Leida Sheyesham Matzei Rishon, V'hu Mamsi Kol HaNimsa. So this is a fascinating lashon. The Rambam's Mechadish, a concept called Yisaydis, meaning Yisayda HaTorah. The idea that there is a Yisayd to the Torah, and this is Yisayda HaYisaydis, is something that the Rambam borrowed from Mishnayos, Gemaras, and Sanhedrin. We're even going to have the words Kafar Be'ikr, which come up in the Haggadah. It's always important to know where, right, the he was Motzi Asma Meklal Lefikah Kafar Be'ikr. It's good to know what's a Lashon of Chazal and what's not a Lashon of Chazal. Right, once I was giving a shir on Ben Adam L'Makom, Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, and Ben Adam L'Atzmai. So first you have to know where's the before you Mechadish Ben Adam L'Atzmai, where's the Makar for Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, Ben Adam L'Makom? Like, come on, what? Everybody grew up with that, you know, like the Luchos, but where is it, right? So officially where it is, I'm just saying we have to always find in the Mishnah in Yuma, that Yom Kippur is Mechaper on Ben Adam L'Makom and not Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. It's just good to know where something comes from that we like, you know, you ask somebody where it's from, like, where's that from? It's like, you know, that's Pasha. But in order to be Mechadish, something called Ben Adam L'Atzmo, you first have to know that Ben Adam L'Makom, it's not a good kasha to say, oh, Ben Adam L'Atzmo, where does that come from? First Ben Adam, right? So Kafar Be'ikr is actually in the Haggadah, but the concept of Yisaydis seems to be the Rambam's Chiddush. We just came out of the Ramban and Bo, who seems to have his own concepts of Yisaydis. Yisaydis are foundations of Torah that are not officially mitzvahs. They're not officially mitzvahs, but they're Yisaydis at Torah. So they're the foundation of the Torah. Like we mentioned last week, that there's a big debate whether you can have a mitzvah of Emunah. Right? The Bahag doesn't have the mitzvah, because if you believe in a mitzvah, then you could be mitzvah. But if you don't believe in a mitzvah yet, you can't have a mitzvah to believe in him. The Rambam, fascinatingly, in structure here, is going to start by building something called a yisod, and then he's going to say that yisod is a mitzvah. This is very rare in the Rambam. My Rebbe Ramos Shapiro Stam pointed out the style of the Rambam always is to start with a pasuk. Here, he's not going to get to the tzivui of Anechi Hashem Elokecha until halacha vav. First, he wants us to know there's something called Yisayda Yisaydas. And not only is it Yisayda Yisaydas, it's Amud HaChachmas. This is fascinating. Yisayda Yisaydas, we can say, is the foundation of Yiddishkeit, right? What we would call Ikrei Emunah. Amud HaChachmas means that all Chachma, like we talked about many times already in this Vod, everything has a Siba, a Mesoivev, everything has a causation until you get to the top of the entire thing, which is the Reishis of the Chachma. The Reishis of the Chachma is actually, by the way, Yiras Hashem. The Maral in his Nesiv HaYira says, it just sounds very front, Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. It's actually the Reishis of Chachma. Meaning, the sense that you're an Olul to an Ila. That's how he describes it. You're a Nivra. So all Chachmas have to be understood in the context of being a Nivra. If you try to understand the wisdom in a vacuum, and you don't understand that it's from the Ribbono Shel Olam to be Megala something, to his Nivrayim, then you miss the Chachma. So it's the Amud of Chachmas too, what we're about to learn here. It's a Yisayda Yisaydas, and it's the Amud of Chachmas. Right, Hein Yiras Hashem Hi Chachma. The pasuk says, the Gemara says, there's one Chachma, and it's called Yira. Why is it called one Chachma? Right. So we might have explained this here. Did we ever discuss this?
No.
This is interesting, right? Even the I'm just happy there's something that's interesting. What do you think your money's worth? Hein Yiras Hashem Hi Chachma. The Gemara says it's the only Chachma. Mitzvah Sharm quotes this Chazal and he goes, so you see, it's at least a Chachma. But it doesn't say that. It says it's the only Chachma. What does it mean, it's the only Chachma? And also, Hein B'Yavani is a one, which is nice. This is like a Yavani type of issue here. Right? The Rav Chaim Friedlander gets into that. The Hein being Rav Moshe Shapiro. Everyone has their own way of explaining why the Yavani are getting involved in this drasha. Not too often that we have a foreign language drasha, right? We have Totafos, Takba, Afriki, but it's very uncommon. Hein Yiras Hashem Hi Chachma. The answer is that you define Chachma by its Amud, where everything starts. So Yiras Hashem is the sense of being a Nivra. Of being a Nivra.
Bereshis,
what? Oh, because the point is like this. Chachma is not absolute. We think that we have a brain, so now we can understand Chachma. It's the opposite. It's Chachma was created as a lesson for our brains. Meaning, it's not something that exists in a vacuum. It exists because Hashem wanted to reveal himself to Nivrayim. So when you understand it that way, you look at it as a lesson as opposed to just a concept that's just a fact, that's just there with no meaning. When su'u einechem marom u'ru'u mi bara eila, the what's in the marom is there, so you could say mi bara eila. Mi b'sari echz eloka is not just, oh, technically, mi b'sari echz eloka, my b'sari is a way to be echz eloka. When you look at the Bria, like you could, let's give an example. If you look at fire, right? So fire goes up. Why does fire go up? Because it's a gas, apparently, right? But that's if it has no message. If it has a message, you would want to understand why fire goes up. What's the message by that? That's not a scientific question. That's only a question assuming that there's a relationship that's being created in all of the Chachma and the Bria. So it even changes what you would say in the Chachma. Meaning, very nice that gas rises, but why did Hashem make fire rise? What's he trying to teach me about fire? It's not a scientific question, but that's the Amud of the Chachmas, is to look at the world and all of the Chachmas there as a way of Hashem establishing a relationship with me and teaching me something. Look in any textbook, you won't find any messages about you and your life. But if you know that the Amud of the Chachmas is that there's a Borei, he has Nivrayim, and he created it with a purpose, right? Even the word Bereishis, the Tikkuni Zohar says, is the words Yare and Boshes. Yare is a fear, is the sense of fear, of realizing that your life is not dependent on your own, which is going to be the first halacha in the Rambam, that there's only one MS, is Hashem, and everything else is Tali in him. Boshes is the sense that okay, if I exist, but in front of Hashem, like, what have I done? What am I doing? Like, if I do exist, like, the sense of shame, like, what have I done with all this? So that's two elements of the relationship of Horatius. That's actually Bracious. So Bracious, B'chochmasa, the Targum Yerushalmi says B'chochmasa, is the Amud of Chachmas, because it changes the entire way you look at the Bria, right? We're so used to doing this, we don't even realize. Like, Hashem took out Klal Yisrael with Zeroa and Netuya, right? So now, what's Zeroa and Netuya? Well, look at my hand. Well, my arm. What does a science book say about Zeroa? Nope, nothing meaningful about it, right? But I'm busy. But if I look at the world as a message, so then. No, what's the message over here of Israel and Netuya? Why do I have one? Why did Hashem take us out with the Emes Israel and Netuya, right? Like, what's going on over here? It's a whole different way of seeing everything. It's like literally the difference between Yom and Valayla. Yom and Valayla. Okay, so, all Hashkacha is based on that. Hashkacha, something happens in the world. What's causing it? What's happening? If the amud of every chachma is hashkachas Hashem, then you might sound foolish to a scientist or a politician. You say it's the Eibishter Shkaya, right? Like it won't fly. But that's the MS. That's the amud of it. Now you want to get tefer. What does the Rabbeinu Shalom want from this situation that he set up? But may Eis Hashem Hais Sazais. That's the amud of chachmas. If I try to look at something without the amud of the chachmas, I'm not attaching myself to the chachma. Okay, so yisoida v'amud chachmas leida sheyesham matzri rishon v'hu mamsi kol hanimsa, and he makes everything exist. Now I'm just highlighting something. I don't know if we'll come up with a good pshat, but in the Ramchal for some reason he says, thank you. For some reason, the Rambam only says the word mamsi, and the Ramchal feels the need. I don't know if this is a kasha, it's a ha'ara, because he definitely had a Rambam in front of him. He wants to tell you first there's a himsi, the Ramchal, and that there was a beginning of creation, and then Hashem continuously is mamsi. It could just be for clarity, because if you only have the word mamsi, so it's not clear when this process started. If you start with Himsi, then you know there was a beginning to this whole process called creation, and then it's continuing. But I'm just being ma'orer a ha'ara in Lashon. V'hu mamsi, but most certainly the Rambam is saying that this is dynamic, meaning this is not a creation. Then the Rambam should have had a Lashon avar. If it was just Himsi, and the way you're supposed to look, this is going to be very important. If I'm supposed to look at the world as Himsi, then I could have, and it's and it might have been something that could have been true. It's not true, right? That basically this MP3 player, right, originally its components were created by Hashem originally. Now he maintains them. So he maintains them. If he would stop maintaining them, they would cease to exist. But it's not that he's really recreating them. You wouldn't have necessarily had to have said that. But if you say Hashem is mamsi everything all the time, then everything is... I wasn't sure what the Rambam meant here. I asked my Rebbe, I just want to explain, because I wasn't sure how much to put the Mekubalim into this. If the Rambam really means maintaining this whole time. I saw that when I spoke to Rizul and Shvartz about it, it says mamsi is a continual yesh me'ayin. Like so I'm going with my Rebbe. I wouldn't... But I could have heard how somebody who doesn't have background would have read the word mamsi as continually being mechaye something, but not necessarily that it's constantly being created. But kach kibalti mirabosa, yeah.
So anyone can say like, oh, who made the cake? Mine. No, Hashem made it. So you're right, Hashem made it, but...
Right.
But, like, meaning, so what is that?
So it's like this.
Maintaining the components?
Yeah, all the components. This is something we're going to keep talking about in the beginning.
The flower,
there's something called hiyuli. Hiyuli is a Greek word, and the Ramban incorporates it in his parish. But the Ramban incorporates it after the beginning of Maisa Bereishis. The Yevanim used the word hiyuli before Maisa Bereishis. What they learned which is apikorsis, but we did find that the Kuzari says that if someone would believe this, they could still believe in mommy making the cake, like you said, or Lahavdil Elf Avdil Adonis, Hashem making the world, right? But that there are components that exist originally in the world, original components, let's just call them Eish, Ruach, Mayim, and Afar, that they preceded everything. They were alongside a god. And then all the god did was mix and match those kochos and turn them into a lot of wonderful things. Right? That's actually called kadmos. It's apikorsis to believe that. But that's what mommy does when she bakes the cake. She takes existing components and she just moves them around. All of what we do today, it's amazing what we've gotten to. Like, it's scary what we're able to mix and match today. It's a pachad, actually. Where did all this stuff come from? Like, where did they find it in the Bria? But Vaisakhais, it's all here. That you can, you know, the big thing now is AI. It's a pachad AI. Forgetting the Yiddishkeit part of it. It's stam a pachad, what it can do. But it's from, somehow it's from all of the Yisaitis in the Bria. Right? It's not a yesh me'ayin. It's a yesh me'yesh.
So mamtzin does not mean yesh me'ayin. Unless you go like
basically. The correct understanding, as far as my rabbeim is mamtzi, is yesh me'ayin. And it's hamachadish betuvo b'chol yom tamid. Hashem every day reinstates the world. It's not morgash. The Nefesh HaChayim even apologizes. I love this because he's sensitive to like my Baal Batish way. He's like, even though this is not morgash to you, you don't see your sefer like constantly regenerating itself. I love when that happens where you know, the gnome come down to little old me. He goes, even though this is not morgash, I'm telling you this is constantly being recreated. So I didn't know if this Lashon Mamsi is that. Kibalti mi rabosai, that's what it means. So I'm not veering from that. But it could have been that Hashem created the original Yesodus. And now that those Yesodus exist, Yesh Me'ayin, this is not Kadmos, this is legitimately an understanding. Yeah. Now that those exist, Yesh Me'ayin, from Hashem Yisbarach, the mixing and matching and just being Mechayim is the Yibishter. You could have learned that way. And that would not, I don't think that would hit any of the Yud Gimel Ikrei Emunah, as far as I know. If you would, what's that?
You'd be against any of them.
Correct, that it would collide with any of them. It's not true, it's much deeper, but I don't think it would be incorrect if you learned that the entire Bria, at one original point, Hashem was Himsi, all the Kochos, and then from there on in, he's keeping them going and mixing and matching them. But that's not true. That's not true. Hashem is Mechadish Metuva B'chol Yom Tamid, right? Lo'osei Orim Gedolim Kilom Chasta. Like the Chaim V'Lajner brings. Why does it say Osei Orim Gedolim B'Lashon Hova? Because Hashem is always creating the sun. That's the Raya. That's actually our Chavana and Davni. Is that pasuk proves that Hashem is an Osei Orim Gedolim. Right? Why doesn't he bring the pasuk Osei Shemayim B'Tfuna Azariah? I just think that the simple answer, I had this question myself, I think it's a simple answer, that the bracha is going on the luminaries, so they picked the pasuk that you could have said it from Osei Shemayim B'Tfuna, maybe. Or maybe not, but I'm just being more of the kasha. Anyway, but you hear the difference over here?
Even though our Chal says him too mounty, but we're not.
I want to open it to you, your Talmidei Chachamim. So even if I raise an issue that I'm not clear if, you know, Tein Lechacham V'Yachamot. But the Ramchal is very clear. The Himsi and Mamsi are very, the same Himsi is the same Mamsi. Meaning we know Himsi is Yesh Me'ayin in the Ramchal. Because that's what Brias Ha'olam is. And in the Rambam, a Himsi would be Yesh Me'ayin. What's a Mamsi? The same thing, Pashtas, because it's the same verb. But, okay. V'hu Mamsi kol ha'nimsim. Kol ha'nimsayim min ha'shamayim ha'aretz u'ma b'neim. Lo nimsu ela me'amitas himatsoi. This is a fascinating lashon. And this is the first time we're encountering the word emes. These things, all of Bria, exist me'amitas himatsoi. So, what does it mean to exist me'amitas himatzai? Just the term. Like, when did you ever use in a chabura amitas himatzai? I mean, you're not talking about Hashem, but it's when you're dealing with words. This is a new word to exist me'amitas himatzai. What does it mean? So So let's say if Hashem's the only emes, which he's going to say soon, Hashem Elokim emes, but then what does it mean that we exist? Me'amita simatzo. So we're coming to a fascinating sugya here, which is, don't get too nervous, but do we exist and how do we exist? This is a very interesting question. We're here, pinch me, it hurts, right? But it's something that can give you a big headache if we should be here, because there's a major problem with the concept of being here, which is that, and this is not my sugya, this is actually the biggest sugya that between the Hasidim and the Litvaks. This is what the Gaon, when you read the Igros about this, when you do a little bit of work on it, you see this was the biggest sugya that the Gaon had with the Baal Tanya. There's two Malachi Hashem fighting about a very edel sugya of how much you see Hashem's presence in the world. The Baal HaTanya held, and he held that this is what the Arizal said, was Hashem is here in a sense that Hashem is here in the most, with the Ganskatskai, whatever that means. It's not going to cover this sugya. First of all, I don't understand it myself, and second of all, this is a very short vibe. But just assuming that Hashem exists here very, very much, the Gaon writes in a letter that that's Eila Elohecha Yisrael. He holds that that's like the Ego Hazaf, to say that everything's Elohus, because he says the implications of it are such that that everything becomes Hashem, okay? Now, the Gaon, whatever the Gaon's other Shita is here, but it's dealing with a major problem, right? The Gaon gets accused by the Baal HaTanya in another letter that the Gaon doesn't have emunah in the Arizal, and he doesn't know how to take his, he wasn't willing to take him Kipshuto. That Taina seems to be removed. There's the Rav Chaim Volozhiner, that's why he, in the Hakdama to Safar Tzniusa, talks about the loyalty of the Gra to the Arizal. Like, that was not fair. That one was not fair. You'd say, Elo Halchav Yisrael is also not fair. Okay. But I guess everyone has their own bias. But either way, the major sugi here, which Malachi Hashem, who are on the highest level of understanding, have a problem with, is how do we exist? Is it at the expense of space being a place where I can exist, then is that limiting Hashem? That's a major problem. Just to understand the problem of the sugya. The problem of the sugya is if this is a real halal, a cavity, whatever that means, that there's all of the cosmos, everywhere we are, is a space. So is Hashem retracting himself from that space? That's seemingly a limitation. Or no, maybe that's the incredible kayakam Hashem, the ability to remove himself from a space. It's kedai to understand that this is the area that we're in right now, which is, and then who am I? Am I here right now? Right? Is anything here right now? So the definite conclusion is by everyone, what's and for sure sound? By the Baal HaTanya too, by the way, because he wrote the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and if he really meant what they were worried about, no, I'm serious, I have this in the Kabbalah from Arabeim. Nobody was worried about the Baal HaTanya himself. He was just fine. They were worried what the hashlachot of this would be. In general, we see with a lot of movements, it's not the start of them is not necessarily the problem. It's like, where are we going with all this? Are we going to lose Mani Tvila? Are you going to end up learning Torah in a bathroom? Not that anyone did yet, Baruch Hashem. But why not? Meaning, if the bathroom is the same space as, like, what's the difference? If it's all Elokus, so there's no difference between learning in the bathroom and learning somewhere else. Well, I halacha, but yeah, think deeper than halacha. Think tiefer. Right? So this is a major sugya, but nobody claims on the Baal HaTanya himself. But there were Talmidim, where a man would bring up a case of by Tchum, there was somebody that, by Shofar, so they were going, a Talmud of the Baal HaTanya, so he went out of the Tchum with the Shofar, which is against Dina de Gemara. So he said that he was in a place that's beyond Tchumim. So he was able to, you know, so he said that right there is we call the Talmud Tama. That's a Talmud Taya of the Baal HaTanya. The Baal HaTanya would never say such a thing, but that was what the Gaon was afraid would come out of starting to see the world in a way that we're not supposed to see it. So this was just like an overview of a concept that would need to be studied here. It's the sugya called Simsum. That's what people call the sugya of Simsum. You know, people who, including myself, who don't know this sugya, don't know what they're talking about, will go, is the Simsum Kipshuto or is it not Kipshuto? That's like That's totally wrong. Right? Just forget that. Don't ever say that. And if you see somebody who says that, just nod at them. It's like, okay, check. Okay? Because it can't, whatever. But the Rambam's dealing with this. Meaning, this is what I was saying, the Rambam's dealing with this. So the Rambam says, we exist, me amitas himatzo. So let's just first today be magdir, what it is, MS. So we're going to go a little quicker. Vimyala al adashu eno matzui in davar achol yachali matzus. The Rambam does like a scary line here, but it's like a scientific line. That if you were to be yala al daitcha, something that can't be, that Hashem doesn't exist, he's just trying to show you how mukhrach Hashem's metzias is. Al dashu hu eno matzui in davar achol yachali matzus. Meaning there's no v'im yala al dashu in kolanim soyim milvada metzuyim. If you would say that nothing else exists except for him, he would not lose anything. When he's the Rambam is clearly wants you to know that Hashem's existence is absolutely nothing to do with Bria. The Bria itself is something that he created, and if he's not here, it's not here. Which he can't not be here, but if he's not here, it's not here. And if it's all not here, he's not losing anything. He didn't lose anything because it's all generated by him, and it doesn't really exist in the way that he does. It doesn't exist at all without it. Shekol ha-nimtzayim tzrichim lo, v'hu baruch hu eino tzarech lehem v'lo le'echem em. L'fikach, ein amit, listen to this line, it's an amazing line. Ein amitaso kamitas echem em. He does it again. Instead of saying that he's the only MS, he gives two levels of MS in this. He says, ein amitaso kamitas echem em. His truth is, we're going to use the word truth, we're going to say that's a bad definition of MS in a second, but his truth is not like our truth. But that's a funny sentence. Meaning, just say we're a bluff. The Rambam is very worried, right? We should not feel that we are a bluff, right? This is a major sugya here. We're just not as MS as Hashem. We're grade B MS. Hu shanavi omer v'Hashem Elokim MS. Hu levado ha-MS? Ve'ela acher emes kamitasa. It's deliberate. The Rambam, like a few times, he starts off with amitas himatzai. Then he says we're not as emes as that. Then he says Hashem Elokim emes hu levado emes, and there's no other emes like his emes. V'husha atero omeres inon milvado klomer in sham matzai emes milvado kumosin. So let's just end with what the concept of emes is. Emes, the way it's colloquially understood, which is not a fair definition, is true. And we understand why MS is usually true. So that's good, right? But stam halav davar, that there is an idea of being mashana, right? So, you know, so you can say there are times it's not supposed to be MS, okay? But the real definition of MS is kiyum. Something kayam. You can't read this Rambam without that. First of all, the Rambam doesn't say it's ever true. The Rambam's talking about existence. Existence is true. So the only thing that exists absolutely is Hashem. Now, usually when you're truthful, what you're trying to say, this is what exists. So that's the kiyum of the zach. But it's really the word truth is a derivative of the word kiyum. There's a fascinating shla that asks that we know of the Avos, so Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov is called Emes. But it's strange, because Yaakov is called the Mida Emsai. Yaakov is, Avram is Chesed, Yitzhak is Din, Yaakov is Tiferes, Rachmim, he's always a combination. So he asks the basic question, that why is that Emes? Like, Emes is not like a Pshara in the middle. Emes, if you ask most people on the street, what's Emes? Right, din. Right, but what does it say? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world with din. Vira she'eno niskayim. It has no kiyum. That means it can't have emes. If emes and kiyum are the same, din is very unforgiving, but it's very imbalanced too. Emes is balance. Balance. Aleph, tuf, and the Chazal say, right, emes starts with an aleph, ends with a tuf, the mem is the middle letter. By the way, that's only if you do matzapach. If you ever do it and get disappointed, you have to put the matzapachs in their proper place. So you have to put a chaf and an end of chaf a mem and an end of mem, otherwise you're not going to get it. Okay? It's good to know. It's like, if somebody calls you out on this, you'll be like shocked. It's a chazal, but that's how it works. So, emes is kiyum. So the shloah says, Yaakov Avinu was the perfect synthesis of the midas of Hashem. What's called chuna meshulash lo b'mehir yimate. That's why mitaso is shlema. Yaakov's the only one who had no fallout. He didn't have Yishmael or Esav, right? Mitaso is shlema. Everything in Yaakov is the way it's supposed to be. That's what emes really means. So Hashem is emes. The only thing that's emes is Hashem. But we listen to this nice lashon. I mean, nice sensitivity. We exist. Me'amitas himatzai. Meaning, we exist as an expression of his emes. So it's not that Hashem's existence is emes and ours is not. Ours, Hashem wants to be an expression of his emes. It's not absolute, because it could go as soon as it comes. But what it is it's me'amitas himatzai. We do exist, but we exist as much as we are an expression of emes. And as much as we are not an expression of emes, we cease to exist. I mean, this is a little bit of a, could be a scary point, but by Rabbi Ramos Shapiro explained, like, what is Gehenna? I mean, we in general, the minimum today is not to talk about Gehenna. We don't scare people with Gehenna. And anyway, most people will not get scared by Gehenna, and if they do, it's because they have a psychological problem, not Yerushalayim. Like, there's a Mimarev Shach over here. Revolver once, somebody talked about Gehenna in Bar Yaakov, and he just told the speaker, he says, you don't know, there's no word Gehenna anymore. It's kind of, right? But if you want to learn the lumdus of Gehenna, what is the tsar of Gehenna? So the Maral, my Rebbe explains it, is he said it's the experience of non-existence, where you see parts of your life that were non-existent. You experience your non-existence, your lack of emes, meaning all of us are trying to connect to being me'amitas himatzai. So that's the amount that we really exist. We get borrowed time until we figure it out, and that's also part of amitas himatzai. But ultimately, there'll be a clarity of how much of my life was really a gilui of amitas hayisbarach. That emes is an emes that's tolui. It's the only thing that's emes la'amitai is Hashem yisbarach. Everything else is existing me'amitas himatzai. And the Rambam didn't even say a mitzvah yet, which is very important. He just says, this is what it means, Hashem Elokim emes. Hu levado ha'emes, ve'ein la'acher emes ka'amitai. V'usha Torah omeres, ein oid milvadai, klomer ein sham matzui emes milvadai kamaisai. There's no other absolute existence in this way. But very clear that the Rambam in our sugya of talking about existence, we definitely exist. The Rambam from the very beginning is giving us the word emes in our own existence, but it's the grade B emes that we're the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists absolutely. We exist as an expression of Ritzayna. Everything is an expression of Ritzayna, right? Even the very beginning is called Chachma. Chachma is a gilui of Ritzayna. So from the beginning of the Bria, the Kulam B'Chachma Asisa exists as an expression of Ritzayna. Kol Zman that he wants it to exist and has it as an expression of his Ratzon, it exists, and as soon as that's not the case, it ceases to exist. It ceases to exist. But he gave us an opportunity to exist in his emes. That's our, that the Ritzayna is that we should exist in his emes. Right, this is a very big Musar Shmuz coming out of the Rambam's Silchus Yisrael Torah, that we only exist in Amitos as much as we are an expression of Amitase. Okay, Shkayach. Okay, so we're going to continue with the Rambam probably the next 2 weeks. Oh, next week I'm in America. So my loss. Yeah, next week. Next week we'll be there. Yeah. More time to prepare.